The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
This day has been looming for months. Lawmakers from both parties decry the indiscriminate budget cuts, yet lawmakers couldn't put partisan differences aside and reach a deal. So now they're dealing with the fallout. Cuts to education, housing, health care, conservation programs, the list is seemingly endless. Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine says many federal workers and contractors in the Commonwealth will feel those cuts directly.
In Virginia alone, one state, 90,000 individuals beginning at the end of March, early April, will face the beginnings of furloughs one day a week for up to 22 weeks. 90,000 individuals. You know, there aren't many towns and cities in Virginia that have more than 90,000 people, and yet we would take all those people and put their economic livelihood at risk.
Kaine is also worried that half of the cuts are slated to fall on the Pentagon.
We are the most connected state to the military of any. One in eight Virginians is a veteran. Not one in eight adults, one in eight Virginians from birth to death. Over 100,000 active duty, Guard and Reserve, DOD civilians, DOD contractors. By the time you add all those up and their families, military families, we're probably talking about one in three Virginians.
President Obama even traveled to a ship and submarine factory in Newport News to highlight the cuts. Virginia Republican Scott Ridgel flew on Air Force One to the event in his district.
I'll put it this way. I came on board, of course, grateful for the opportunity to be able to look the president square in the eye and respectfully but clearly ask him to put a definitive alternative to sequestration on the table.
Virginia Republican Congressman Morgan Griffith says while it's not ideal, sequestration is a down payment on the nation's debt.
We have to get our spending under control.
Next week, House Republicans plan to unveil a budget that will keep the government running until the end of the year. Leaders say they will abide by sequestration's budget numbers, but Griffith says he thinks lawmakers can rearrange some of the cuts.
Obviously, there are going to be some things that we'll have to go take a look at and then trade cuts and negotiate at that point.
Virginia Democrat Bobby Scott says he doesn't see a way around sequestration unless Republicans agree to raise more revenue.
Well, one of the problems is it's simple arithmetic. Unless you're willing to come up with new revenues, there is no meaningful alternative to the sequester.
Virginia lawmakers in both parties have been vocal critics of sequestration because it looks like the Commonwealth will face the brunt of the sequestration's blow. But Congressman Ridgel worries lawmakers from other regions aren't feeling too much pressure to change the law because the cuts are spread across so many agencies and states.
It's kind of like, well, it's not affecting me, really, so, you know, sorry about you guys in those states or whatever, but I'm trying to make the point that national security affects every American, regardless of party.
Ridgel says he thinks that will change if lawmakers can't reach a deal in the coming weeks.
If sequester goes into full implementation and the days turn into weeks and the weeks turn into months, something's got to give. These are, they're not cuts that can be sustained without trauma to the work base and to families.
With many families in the state preparing to make do with less money and federal resources, the two parties on Capitol Hill seem to be right where they've been for some time, gridlocked. I'm Matt Laszlo.